USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus. We don't measure the virus as far as how long will it live on a surface. We have to measure the decay of the virus in terms of its half-life, because we don't know certain elements. We don't know how much a person expectorates when he spits, right, when he sneezes, whatever the case may be. We don't know how much a virus is in there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops, as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, no.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the NASDAQ down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A conservative national Christian group calling for all churches across America to reopen and have regular services inside by early May. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopened church Sunday proposals in line with President Trump's national guidelines, phase one of the president's plan, does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
Wealthy colleges and universities being forced to give back money they got from the federal coronavirus fund meant for small, struggling businesses.
More large universities and colleges are either returning or halting tax dollars they received amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump says the aid would have gone to Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and more large businesses to the amount of $350 million.
And either they're not gone out or we've renegotiated it and they're not getting them. So in a couple of cases, they're sending them back and sending them back immediately.
The Paycheck Protection Program was meant for small businesses and industries hit hardest by the health crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.